All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Well, and welcome in. On a Friday, it is Valentine's Day, and we begin the show with breaking news. Breaking news here at the 97.1 The Ticket compound. Doug Karsh got laid last night. All right, now we can start the show. That was the moment of their show. Did you guys hear that?
No.
Oh, Doug slipped up, and, like, they were talking about, like, well, what did you do for your wife, and da, 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 and he just, like, savage, one-liner. Yeah, she did me last night. I went, whoa! You know, and then, like, Evan and Kang started turning into the Arsenio Hall show back there, fist pumping and air horns. It was the moment of the day. Like, we're not topping that.
That'll be our moment of the day at 5:53 tonight.
No, but Doug slipped up because you could tell immediately he regretted, like, he blurted it out.
Yeah.
And then you know what's going to happen.
He's going to get in trouble.
He got to pay a price. Yeah. He's got a long ride up north with mama.
That's it for the rest of the year.
That's a tough day for him. I want to start with this because my main frame, I can't go back into this Channel 4 Stafford thing to start. We'll get to it at 3. Roberto, you told me a story that I think as all of our gentlemen who are listening right now, we do have a small female audience, as all of the gentlemen that are listening right now, the story you're about to tell me is what I deem to be the seventh ring of Dante's Inferno, of nightmare for men.
I would say it's second to the nightmare of flushing the toilet and the water coming up. I would say this is second to that.
This is worse.
Okay.
This is because it's not just Valentine's Day and embarrassment in front of your wife. You had your in-laws at the table with you. This story both breaks my heart and infuriates me at the same time. So in honor of Valentine's Day, I wanted to begin with this to see if anybody could approach this. To see what, now see, like, that's the other thing, too. I think if you go out on Valentine's Day, you're insane.
Thank you.
You're utterly insane.
Thank you.
There are so many other ways to handle this, but we can get to that later. Roberto, please.
So I was out to dinner with my wife and kids and her parents.
The in-laws.
Yes. And then
the in-laws already don't like you anyway.
And then my brother and sister-in-law and their three girls. So full table. Probably about 14 people, 12 people.
Oh, God.
And we went to a hibachi restaurant, you know, where we're sitting at that, you know, that square table where you're being cooked.
Automatically don't like it because you're sitting with total strangers.
Yeah, very awkward. And this makes the story even worse because, yeah, now strangers are in on it. So we eat dinner and the check comes, okay?
It is cold in here, by the way. I am rubbing my hands together like a bum in a parking lot.
Yeah, I was wondering why Doug was dressed like he was going on a ski excursion.
I mean, I'm not complaining. I know some of you are working outside. Don't take it that way. It's just there is an expectation when you're working inside that it's not going to feel like outside. It might be 50 degrees in here. Yeah. Carry on.
It's not that bad.
Carry on.
Come on.
It's cold, dude.
Come
Go on. Ahead.
So that we've decided that we would split the check into twos, okay? So one person at the table gets a check, and then I get a check, right? Give the card. They go back. They bring back the other guy's card. They bring back mine. And, you know, the woman at the hibachi place, she was very loud. It wasn't subtle at all. All I hear is, decline, decline.
Everybody knows.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, just settle down.
Take it easy. There's more bullets in the chamber.
Keep it down. I know there's money in that car. Maybe there's something wrong with the chip. Just try running it again, okay? Runs it again, comes back even louder. Decline! Decline! Wow. So I'm freaking out. Now the beads of sweat are forming, and now there's whispers at the table.
And
you know, my mother-in-law, they're whispering like, oh my God, what's going on with that? He can't afford
deported again.
I always knew he was a deadbeat, Linda.
Yes, exactly.
Frank, what are we going to do?
I mean, it was just so, it was the most embarrassing. And I'm trying to just remain calm, because if I start making a scene, that just makes it worse. I'm just trying to remain quiet. I'm looking at my phone. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I'm checking the, you know, my bank. I'm checking to see, and everything is good on my end. So I don't know why this is happening. But people never... That's the stigma, though. No one ever believes that it's a mistake on the restaurant's end. You're always the scumbag. It's all, you know what I'm saying? Like, right away, the judgment is you're a loser. Right?
So. Is there, I don't know, you know, as a man, if there is like a bigger indignity.
Oh, no.
Than getting
worst.
Your credit card declined in front of not only your wife and children, but
a
your,
whole table full of
your
people.
In-laws, and then total strangers now making judgments on you that you're a loser.
Right. And then to make matters worse, you know, during the whole dinner, I'm living it up. I'm going to have the lobster. And
give
the-
me some more yum-yum sauce. The surf and turf with the onion volcano.
So what happens is, and this is all the guys out there going out for Valentine's Day tonight, you got to check this, because this is something I had done with my bank to prevent, you know, fraud or my wife, you know, just going crazy at the mall or something. I put a $500 daily limit on my debit card. So every time they ran it, it was not able to cover the tab.
So you kneecapped yourself.
Yeah, I did it to myself. It makes it even worse.
Oh, my God.
But I wanted to tell this because I think this has happened to a lot of guys, I think. I think that a lot of guys have had their card decline either by mistake or, you know,
but
I know this has happened.
I will say this. If you're out with your wife, it's like... The embarrassment is both of you, because you're both operating under the same framework here.
But if you're alone,
no,
that's not a big deal.
If you're not married and you're dating, that is the real problem. Like, your problem outside of your wife at that moment, it's palatable. You could handle it. You could laugh about it. Your in-laws? Dude, they think you're a loser.
It was brutal.
But like, if you're if you're on a date on Valentine's Day and your credit card gets declined, I gotta be honest, that hurts your ability to ever see that person again,
but it's
doesn't
just so
it?
Weird, like the connotation of like thinking that I would knowingly know, hey, I can't afford any of this, but they're just gonna roll the dice and like, come on, I'm not that crazy.
I mean, I wonder if that has happened to the gentleman who listened to this show. Now, Roberto, look, luckily it wasn't Valentine's night. Now, what is your Valentine's night?
Nothing.
Okay. Nothing. Wow. Sully?
I got to be here at like 6:30 tomorrow morning.
All right. Sully, what do you got planned?
Nothing, literally. I have my girlfriend, she has her clinicals tonight. She'll be working all night, so I got to...
Is that what she tells you?
Meet a friend for a drink or something.
So nothing.
Later. Got to go to Greektown after work, actually.
Nothing, and then followed by hot butt naked sex?
I might see her later on, but yeah. No, we're doing dinner tomorrow night, not tonight.
Wait, did you just say you have to go to the casino tonight?
I'm doing something with Greektown after work.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, all right, excuse me. Okay.
Glad you got your priorities in order.
Yeah, I'll probably be at a, just got nothing else to do. I'll probably just go to a blackjack table after and just hang out for a little while, you know?
He'll cozy up to a split aces.
Yeah. Have a drink, just cozy up to the table.
Hatchet, you're known as a romantic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're doing nothing.
That's right.
We might do a movie tomorrow, but... I don't even want to. So
no champagne and strawberries.
No champagne and strawberries. No, none of that.
Oh my God! Yeah, it's David asking her to make him an egg salad sandwich.
Different though.
I mean, how embarrassing!
Yeah, all guys want on Valentine's Day is one thing, right? You just want to get laid. Yes. But girls, yeah, it's the whole take them out, this and that, whatever.
I can't disagree with that.
It's true.
Yeah.
I want to know. Like, I'm off the hook because, A, my wife and I are not big on Hallmark holidays. Like, I don't think Valentine's Day even matters.
Right.
But, B, we're going on vacation.
Okay. Like, so that's your thing.
That's it.
Thing.
Yeah. Like, plus, I got to be honest. Like, I'm not trying to, you know, grandstand here. But, like, I surprise her during the year because that's the stuff that matters. So, like, Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Cares.
What about when you were a kid? Did you any of you guys ever give like a girl a card or like use that to try to like
Well, sure. That's get like you're a kid. I mean, like, Jesus, you're a kid. You give your mom a Valentine's Day card. I mean, you, do you want to twist that?
Right.
But I want to hear from the dudes. Do you have an embarrassing credit card decline moment like Roberto? I don't want to go into the Stafford stuff to start. I want to hear this. But second of all, like, do people... Tonight is going to be a nightmare for people going out to restaurants and Valentine's Day. Why do you still do it? There are so many other ways to handle the Valentine's Day situation. Why would you put yourself right into the belly of the beast tonight? Why?
Why? What's going on out there? I don't understand. What
do you mean?
Because everything's so packed.
Yeah.
Roberto, every restaurant will be booked out the ass tonight.
Yeah,
everybody will be, you know, these overpay, you know, over. It's a Valentine's tasting, man. Here, taste this. it's ridiculous. The whole thing's absurd. I like the fact that Sully right now is the one guy who would super qualify for Valentine's Day. Still young, still dating, albeit seriously, and Sully's like.
I'm off the hook.
Drinks, casino.
Tomorrow night we're going out to dinner. But tonight I'm completely off the hook. I'll maybe meet up a friend for a drink or something, figure out my single friends out there that aren't doing anything.
248-539-9797. Keep me away from the Stafford thing so we can just start the show, get into it. Roberto, an embarrassing credit card decline moment at the Hibachi. Give me that story. That has never happened to me. That is mortifying. We'll talk to the people. We'll goof around a little bit about Valentine's Day. I have to mention a certain player at 2:45. And then, yes, 3 o'clock, we will get into the Stafford stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.